The Mare of the Night, Part 4.
Star Swirl Memorial Park,
the coach pony announced.
Please watch your step.
Thank you, Copy,
said Starlight. For a second, Daniel saw a glimpse of something refined in the Bat Pony, as if a beggar had suddenly become a princess. With that, the Thestral and human strolled into the park, looking for all Equestria like a happy couple going for a midnight walk. A happy couple trailed by two armed guards. Daniel had been to the park before. Sometimes, on the rare occasion where he had the day off, he'd take a stroll through the park, trying to clear his cluttered mess of a mind. He just wasn't used to it being so empty. There were no lovers eloping under the ancient chestnut trees, no fillies and colts playing Zap-Tag with their horns, and no parents yelling at their children to stop climbing on the statue of Starswirl the Bearded. Just dead quiet. Honestly, it was kinda creepy.
Daniel?
Starlight said.
I know that you know that I am not an ordinary hooker. You know that there is, how do you say, more to me than meets the eye?
There was a resigned sigh.
It is supposed that if any pony deserves to know the truth, it is you.
Another deep breath.
My full name is Starlight Takia Simeon Nightflyer.
Daniel went through what he knew of Thestral Society. Nightflyer. Wait, do you mean the Nightflyer Den? The Nightflyer Den. Starlight nodded, and Daniel reeled. He'd heard about the Nightflyer Den. Hell, who hadn't? They were one of the most influential dens in their country, owning stock in everything from farms to railroads. And to find one of their members here, doing this, it was like finding the president's daughter working at a fast food joint.
You are wondering how I ended up like this, yes?
Starlight asked, and she gave a resigned sigh.
It is a long, sad story. Are you liking long, sad stories?
Daniel smiled. Well, as long as they have a happy ending.
Then prepare to be disappointed.
Starlight took a deep breath, then released it.
I was the firstborn of my generation. Our den's head father spent most of my fillyhood trying to make me the son that he could never have.
She spat.
He taught me to fight, gave me the best education our den's wealth could buy, and thanks to him, I can speak French, Equish, and Germain. And I know 20 different ways to disarm an opponent. When his body was interred in the family crypt, I would, how you say, be the big man of the family?
Then what happened? Daniel asked. Starlight glared.
I disagreed.
But wait, why?
Daniel, in my land, politics and cheating are the same thing. Lying, bribing, and stabbing in the back are not only tolerated, they are expected. Alliances never last, friends are tools, and everything is used as leverage.
Starlight hissed.
I wanted none of it. I was not wanting to forfeit my soul.
Amen. Starlight tilted her head.
What?
That's a human expression. It means I agree with you.
I see.
Starlight continued.
I was wanting nothing to do with him and his filthy politics. They could all rot along with him for all I cared. I wanted to do something more meaningful, something better.
So what would that be? Starlight didn't answer. Instead, she started slipping off her stockings and saddle. Daniel felt a familiar tingle in his loins. No, no, no. He pushed the feeling back into his hole. That was not what he'd hired her for. Once she was finally undressed, Starlight trotted onto the park's playfield, stepping on the grass flattened by hundreds of young hooves. What are you doing? Starlight looked over her shoulder.
In my country, there's a saying, do not tell what you control.
With that, Starlight pumped her leathery wings and shot into the air, her body silhouetted against the streetlights in the bright moonlight. Then she began to dance. Daniel stood in the playfield, neck craned and jaw slack.
Wait. She's a sky dancer?
Daniel was familiar with the traditional Thestral art, a sort of hybrid of ballet and stunt flying, but he'd never seen it done this well. Starlight had to be the most aerobatic creature he had ever seen. With a small twist of her wings, she whipped her body in any direction that she chose, rolling and twisting with a finesse no human machine could hope to replicate. But what the hell was she doing here? Starlight continued her performance. She executed effortless snap turns and rolls, loop-de-loops and amelments, each stunt taking her a little higher than before. Her tricks became more energetic, more elaborate. Loops, splits, maneuvers, and Aurelian rolls were all strung together like beads on a necklace. It all culminated in a sudden rapid climb, as if Starlight had grown weary of Earth and reached towards the stars. Then, at the apogee of her ascent, Starlight stopped. She spread her wings and started gliding towards the ground in long, elegant loops. Her aerobatics lost their frantic energy, becoming more subdued and more subtle. Daniel realized that this was not just a performance, but it was a story. The tragic tale of Amer's rise to power, followed by a slow and steady decline. The sky was her page, and her body was the pen. Every twist was a word. Every loop, a sentence. Suddenly, Starlight pumped her wings, and once again, nosed up in a nearly vertical climb. A last-ditch attempt to regain what was lost. She flew and flew, trying to restore her former glory, only to stall, going to spin. George and Lenny rushed towards her, horns ready to catch her.
Stop!
Daniel held out a hand.
She knows what she's doing!
Daniel gulped. He hoped she knew what she was doing. Seconds before impact, Starlight recovered from her spin. Her wings flared out like two leathery parachutes that slowed her fall from a plunging rock to a falling leaf. Starlight landed gently on her hind legs, and capped her performance with a short bow.
That was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Daniel clapped his hands until they hurt, feeling unworthy of watching such a performance. George and Lenny, normally as stoic as rocks, had tears trickling down their cheeks. If the Star Swirl statue could, it probably would have wept as well.
You are all too kind,
Starlight said, slipping back into her getup.
That was sloppy. I have been desperately out of practice.
Oh, sloppy? Starlight, that was the best sky dancing performance I've ever seen. Isn't that right, guys?
George and Lenny nodded in agreement. Now, it was time for the proverbial elephant in the room.
But my question is, why?
Why am I a whore?
Starlight adjusted the saddle on her back and furrowed her brows.
My headfather. That is why. When that bastard found that I wanted to become a sky dancer, he was furious. He did give me an ultimatum,
she said, stumbling over the last word.
Either I would give up on my sky dancing, or I would be expelled from the family.
She snorted.
You can guess which one I chose, no?
Daniel started. In Thestral society, being expelled from your family was way more than just a punishment. It was a denial of existence. The expelled would have their names erased from the family records and all of their belongings burned in front of them. They were the pariahs of society, undeserving of sympathy or even acknowledgement. It was no wonder why she was reluctant to talk about it.
So what happened afterwards?
I survived. I took up every job under her sacred moon. Laborer, farmhand, construction worker, whatever. During spare time, I would practice my sky dancing. I would borrow books from the library under an assumed identity. So determined was I to become a sky dancer.
How did you end up in Canterlot? Daniel asked.
Fate,
Starlight said.
A visiting business pony saw me practice one day, and he fell in love with me on the spot.
Starlight hissed, baring her fangs.
Like a fall, I grew enamored with him. He brought me back to Canterlot with him, said he had connections in town, and that he could help me get the spot in the Canterlot Ballet.
Daniel put a hand on Starlight's withers.
Then what happened?
Starlight reached into her mane and pulled out a photograph.
Here.
Daniel took the little dog-eared photograph. A disheveled Starlight was laying in a hospital bed, holding a light gray unicorn foal in her forelegs.
My son happened.
She smiled, pointing at her child.
Isn't he beautiful?
Daniel nodded, his heart melting like candle wax. If ponies themselves were adorable, pony foals were super adorable.
His name is Slate,
Starlight said, wiping a tear from her cat-like eyes.
He's the only good thing that bastard ever gave to me.
Starlight smiled and turned sour.
When I first learned that I was pregnant, that bastard promised to help. He said that he would marry me, help support our child.
Starlight scowled.
Then I woke up the next day. He was gone. The coward took all that he had and left me to fend for myself.
Daniel clenched a fist. He knew all too well what that was like.
I tried to get a good job, maid, cook, whatever it was, but no pony would hire me. I did not have enough money to return home, and my family certainly wouldn't help me. With the fall on the way, I was needing some sort of income.
Starlight's ears drooped.
All I had left was my body.
Starlight gave a bitter smile and sniffed.
In a way, we are not so different, after all. your UN depends on you to do something you hate. And my son depends on me to do the same. It is funny, no?
Daniel sighed. Even in magical pony worlds, fate could be a real bitch. Starlight hissed.
And as for that bastard, I spit on the graves of his ancestors. May his peepin rot off in his tongue.
With that, Starlight exploded in an outburst of rage, lapsing into her native language. From what Daniel could tell, it was a mixture of oaths of vengeance and comments about the stallion's heritage. Each oath was more bitter and vindictive than the one before it. After a while, Starlight calmed down, like a storm slowly losing strength. Hot, bitter tears trickled down her cheeks.
Sorry.
Daniel walked up to the distraught mare and gently scratched behind her tufted ears. She chirred.
The old ear scratch. Works every time.
You are the first, you know.
Come again?
Daniel said.
My clients, they usually treat me like some toy to be used once and then discarded. They do not care what I feel. Only what I can do for them. But you are different. You are the first to treat me as a mare.
Starlight jumped up on Daniel like a friendly dog, wrapping her forelegs around his chest.
Thank you.
Daniel returned the embrace. A gentle warmth spread through his chest. Sometimes that's all you really need. A hug. A massive yawn escaped Daniel's mouth, almost cracking his jaw in half.
I think it's time we head back. What do you say?
Starlight yawned as well.
You are right. The babysitter will not wait forever.
The two clambered back into the carriage and traveled back into Old Town.
Stop!
Starlight commanded. The carriage stopped in front of a run-down tenement house. Starlight disembarked quickly.
Here is where I will get off.
Well, Miss Starlight, thank you. You really helped me out.
It is I who should thank you.
Starlight said. She started towards the door, then stopped.
Wait. Are we not forgetting the matter of payment?
Oh, of course. Daniel took out his bit purse and dug through it.
Let's see. I know I had an... Oh, there they are!
Daniel exclaimed, and fished out 3 platinum bits. He pressed the silvery coins in a Starlight's hoof.
Here you are.
The Thestral's eyes somehow grew larger.
This is 3 times the usual fee. I cannot...
Starlight, I'm one of the most overpaid men alive. If I want to give you 600 bits, then I'll give you 600 bits.
Daniel patted her on the head.
That should let you take a week or so off of work.
The Thestral held onto the coins with both hooves, as if she'd expected them to fly away at any moment. Her voice cracked. She reared up on her hind legs and wrapped her forelegs around Daniel's chest.
Thank you. Thank you so much!
2 pillowy lips pressed against his cheek. Daniel blushed. Kissed by a Thestral. One more thing to cross off his bucket list. With that, Starlight climbed off of Daniel and turned around.
Starlight?
The Bat Pony turned around.
Yes?
Will you be here a week from now?
Starlight smirked.
I will not be going anywhere. Why? You are inclined to try some of my other services, no?
She gave a teasing chitter.
No.
Daniel blushed.
I am kidding. After the kindness that you've shown me, you are being the only person who I would refuse service.
Her expression grew serious.
And it would be breaking my heart if you ever wanted it.
She nuzzled his leg.
But I would be most happy to talk to you again.
Daniel smiled.
Does next week work for you?
Starlight smiled.
It is a date.
With that, Starlight walked into the tenement house.
Until then, Daniel.
She said, then shut the door. Daniel slowly closed the carriage door.
Driver?
Yes, Mr. Ambassador?
Take us home.
As the carriage left Old Town, Canterlot's sophisticated side began reasserting itself. Mr. Hyde turning back into Dr. Jenkel, the buildings becoming less run down, as if entropy was running in reverse. The ponies became better dressed and more refined. Not that it made much of a difference. Daniel lay back in his seat. He was beat. His muscles ached like he'd walked 1,000 miles, his jaw hurt from constant yawning, while his skull felt like it had been stuffed with cotton. And you know what? He felt good. No. Not good. Great. Despite his exhaustion for the first time, he felt relaxed, tranquil, even. It was as if he'd just set down a heavy load that he didn't even know that he was carrying. For once, he might actually get a good night's sleep. Basking in his newly found bliss, Daniel remembered something. He pulled out his day planner. Yeah. His maid Feather Duster was retiring in a week. He'd probably need to find a replacement. I love every part of this story. And unsurprisingly, there's a sequel for it, just because it's that damn good. And I'll be honest, I'm half tempted to read the sequel. I really am. Anywho, let's get on to our legendary donators. Top donators: Peter Coulthard, Jayton Man, Darkside, Pony Man, and Gauntlet. TacoCat598, Courier Crucii, Strix, Zar630, Narwhals, Raiden, Black Moonheart, Dospo, Delta Omega, RuneSiphon9852, Hunter Norman, Austin Rowland, Lightning Blitz, Dash of Evergreen, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Seagram Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brethren Mordred, Ronin Wandering, Enderai63, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Jack Hedge, Sky Uchiha, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Kitsune 9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal'c Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Raven Speedster, Zach Rakow, Mr. ECU, Edgar Garcia, One Kingdom One, Nissa Rusan, Vizuri, Dyslexic Character Sheets, Just a Random Boy, Hodrick Plencart, A Crazy Person, Ponyman365, and Daniel Beck. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.